This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. These are challenging times if you're at the point in your life where you want to buy a home. Whether you're a renter looking to buy your first house or an owner who's looking to move but is locked into a nice, low 3-point-something% mortgage you got a few years ago. Because now you're looking at a mortgage that's double that, something like 6.5%. That mortgage rate jump has put the market at a bit of a standstill because it incentivizes homeowners to stay put, which keeps the inventory of homes for sale low. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on how these conditions are driving home prices higher.
The National Association of Realtors reports that home prices climbed 3.5% on an annual basis in the fourth quarter of last year to a national median price of $391,700. The cost of the monthly mortgage payment on that home rose 10%. After peaking last summer, mortgage rates have fallen, says Jessica Louts at the National Association of Realtors.
As interest rates come down, buyers come into the home buying market once again.
But, she says,
they are encountering an environment with extremely limited housing inventory that pushes home prices up as bidding wars start happening again. It's very tough, especially for first-time homebuyers who do not have housing equity.
And who, as a result, are likely to be left paying rent for now. Which, by the way, is about 20% more expensive than before the pandemic. Responding to that stressed rental market, online real estate firm Zillow just launched a new service. It now lists individual rooms for rent in homes, townhouses, and apartment buildings, says senior manager Lily Ferguson.
Costs can be a constraint, especially in expensive markets in major metropolitan areas. A renter might be able to now live in a house with a yard or a neighborhood that would have been previously out of reach if renting on their own.
A homeowner might take on a renter to help pay their mortgage. A group of roommates could lease their spare room to lower each tenant's monthly rent payment. In the long run, falling interest rates for mortgages and bank loans will be key, says Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders.
We could see lower rates for financing, home construction, and land development. The most effective long-run way to tame shelter inflation is to build more affordable, attainable housing.
Housing of every kind, he says, for sale, for rent, single-family, and multifamily. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.